Hi, this is Dave O'Mara, and this is 5x5 for Sunday, May 25th, 2008.
To oversee the formation.
In the car again today, and just putting on my seatbelt here. I'm not going to try to talk about anything in particular. I'm just going to drive around. And I guess what will happen will be my stream of consciousness, if you call it that. There usually is, I think, an implicit audience in our verbalized thoughts. And that's never, at least certainly this is true for me, in my internal verbalized thoughts, that I'm always implicitly talking to someone. That's never, of course, stated outright. It could be the boss that I'm attempting to make a case to for something or another. It could be a person I'm involved with in, say, an arts program. I'm thinking back to when I produced the Iha Downey series of readings and performances at the Black Shamrock in whatever it was, 1996 maybe, and it became overwhelming, and I wanted out after a while, after 3 or 4 months of it, putting it together, booking somebody generally 6 weeks in advance, and trying to come up with the programming, then often rehearsing and presenting the pieces myself, and writing the descriptions and getting all that together. It turned out to be very difficult, and I wanted to quit. So for a month or two, until I was able to quit, I was constantly rehearsing the reasons I wanted to quit, the reasons I had to get out of this job, because it was, whatever it was, paying me something in the neighborhood of $50 a week for about 20 hours of work or so, and it got really tough. So I was, that would have been Tom, the owner of the bar, that I was rehearsing my resignation speech. And the problem was that I had a hard time convincing. When I did talk to him, he didn't seem to hear me saying that this was difficult. And it was something I knew that he would not want to hear, that he would attempt to negotiate with me to try to talk me back into keeping doing the project in some way or another, and tell me how much he loved the project and how much I should keep doing it. So eventually I made a decision. I guess I have some inner conflict about this decision still. But I decided eventually I don't have to do it. Actually, what came up was the schedule for the next month was due. And I found myself having a very hard time doing it. And eventually I decided, wait a minute, just don't do it. And if you do it and then say you're going to resign, you won't be able to resign. But if you don't do it, if you don't create a schedule for next month, they can't make you create a schedule for the next month. They can't make you book 4 acts of Irish theater and poetry programming for Sunday afternoons. Well, that's what it was, a late Sunday afternoon. Iha Downey means Sunday evening, Sunday twilight. I mean, I guess that's one example that came to my mind as an example of the implicit interlocutor. I guess that's the phrase that I used actually a lot. My first experiments with free writing many years ago. That the person to whom you are implicitly addressing your monologue. And that's a case where that person was very clear, and it arose out of certain difficulties in the relationship with that person.